let's go to the Cardio Newsline and get into this. AI is seems like it's changing everything. Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with Kristen, who's a training facilitator at Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And as we always do, Christian, when we're talking about AI, we got to prove that it's you. So what year was my birthday?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm just
kidding. Well, you really put me on the spot.
I'm just kidding. 1965, by the way, July 20th. Anyway, but AI, it is really changing everything, right? I mean, we've all heard about AI being used more and more. So how is AI being used in the hiring process? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. You know, people, I think, are probably aware by now that employers utilize like tracking systems to scan resumes and applications when they're submitted. If you don't know that, you should. They definitely are using those things. But more and more companies are also using AI to scan resumes, and they're directing AI software to look for keywords and phrases or maybe even specific skills and experience when they're reading those applications. HR departments, recruiters, they use AI to quickly vet applications they receive. They use it as a tool to maybe make some decisions about who makes it to the next step or who even gets an interview.
You know, and it's interesting because the job search websites, are they also using AI tech?
Oh, yeah. So not just like employers, but, you know, sites like LinkedIn, Indeed, and Glassdoor, they're all already using AI. They're using AI to help job seekers find opportunities to fit their experience, you know, so you get those like suggestions, right, mm-hmm. from those websites. And when we add skills, experience, and keywords to our profiles, those sites will use AI to create better matches for job seekers. It also goes the other way. So employers can use those sites to get that benefit from the AI tech as well. They'll use AI to scan your profile, say, on LinkedIn or Indeed, to get better matches for them, too. So
what should job seekers do? I mean, you want to get matched to these jobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is to make sure that your application and your profiles are really keyword rich, you know. So when you read that job posting, make sure you look for words and phrases that are mentioned more than once. It's safe to say that employers are filling their job postings with certain keywords and phrases, and then they're programming that AI to look for those keywords. So, I also think it's important, don't just rely on that automatic matching, mm-hmm. right? So actually conduct your own search, you know, don't just rely on those emails that come through from Indeed or other websites, but go to the website, conduct your own search, play around with those keywords to do your search and see what other options come up.
You know, there's a lot of talented people obviously looking for jobs. And, you know, sometimes they get offended because they have to put keywords in, you know, to make the AI look at them. But ultimately, it'll come down to, you know, an interview and things like that. But the mm-hmm. number one priority is to actually get the interview. So how should job seekers prepare their resumes with the AI in mind?
Yeah, so just like your profile that you create on sites like LinkedIn, make sure that when you do your resume and your application that you're also incorporating those keywords. And AI isn't going to know what you mean, you know, if you aren't very explicit when naming your skills, you know. So if they say collaboration and you say teamwork, the AI doesn't know the difference,
ooh.
Right? It's probably going to just look for the word collaboration. Mm-hmm. I always give the example to people like when it comes to Microsoft, right? So if I just say, oh, I'm good at Microsoft Office, but the employer said, we really need somebody who's proficient in Excel, I need to make sure that I use that word and not like just spreadsheets or something like that.
Right.
But be really specific and look for that exact skill or name the company used, sure.
Would you actually put in all the Microsoft products? I mean, obviously, if you're proficient in it, but it would behoove you to do that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you agree?
If the job listing maybe says it, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So if the job listing says Excel, I'm not going to list all of
uh-huh.
them. I'm probably going to put my focus on Excel. Yep.
Is there
exactly?
Is there specific things that you guys teach there at the Workforce Center where people can actually get an example of many of the keywords that these employers are using? Obviously, if they're using it in their job search, their job description, you're going to want to use those words right in your resume. So that's what I'm hearing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So in my resume class that I teach, I pull up a job posting and I just literally use a highlighting tool and I start highlighting it to show the people like, okay, this is the kind of thing I'm looking for when I'm looking at a job posting. So I think that's really helpful.
What's a reaction? The people that take that class, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, yes, I should use that.
I know. I think most people feel like it should have been obvious, but I think most of us, until somebody tells us like, oh, we should be doing that specifically,
right,
we don't really think of that. Right. And so, I do think that most people are surprised, like, oh, I didn't even think, I might've been just saying Microsoft Office, mm-hmm, thinking, oh, look, I can do all these things, when really it should have been more specific.
Yeah. So, okay. Now here's the key question, Kristen, is there an app or a computer program that would do that for us?
That is a good question.
Would match up, do those highlighting processes online.
Right. So I do think that there is some AI, and don't quote me on this, but I do think there is some AI people use to, like, say, plug in some of the job posting and then maybe generate some information to put in your resume.
Oh.
I think that can be helpful, but I still believe, like, in the human touch, still, read it yourself and kind of decide what you want to put in your resume
That's a Rick Springfield song, by the way, Human Touch. Anyway, all right, Kristen, thanks for letting us know. It's always great talking to you, training facilitator at Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Thanks for the time. We'll look forward to next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you for having me.